flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. Scheduled to catch up with Santana here. We're supposed to have him at 5, and then their shows are running late, and I guess they're still running late. So we will get to Tana when we can. If we got to bump it back to tomorrow, we will. We'll definitely have Scott Pioli an hour from now. Or I'll cry, Anthony. We can't have multiple people that have to shift around on us on one day. I can take one. I'm a tough guy. Two.
I'll cry too.
I got tears. Speaking of tears, that's another segment we do. This is Competition Wednesday because it's Wednesday at 5:30. So we're going to roll with that in lieu of Santana here. And first, Anthony, we will need to go over the results of last week, and then we need to pick conference championship weekend. So are you ready to unveil the results from the weekend?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I was born ready, Craig.
Okay, excellent. Fun fact, a week ago, when I wrote down these picks, I did not actually write down who made the picks on three of the four selections because my brain was not working because I was eating hot wings. Anthony, you might recall.
Yes.
Yeah. So the good news is the way this worked out, it actually is okay. Because there was only one game missed between the two of us, and that was the one I wrote down. TBD if that's good for me or good for you. Let's go chronologically. Now Anthony is antsy. Now Anthony does not know what to think of this segment. The Kansas City Chiefs were 7.5-point favorites by the time that we got a hold of this line on last Wednesday. Despite the field goal shenanigans, they covered 7.5. There were places where this became 8.5 later in the week, and that on the safety at the end of the game cost a lot of people money, or made people money, depending on which side of the coin you were on. I do believe that's a game that I picked, Anthony. I have that down as correct for me, so that is a 1-0 for me.
I'm proud of you, Craig.
Thanks. You took the Washington game.
Yep, I did, sir.
Where the Commanders were 10-point dogs. Anthony, I do not recall how that game wound up.
Oh, you don't? I do.
How did that go?
It ended with a Washington Commanders left-hand up win, baby.
It sure did. They covered and then some. By the time kickoff rolled around, like almost 60% of the cash in Vegas was on Washington, which should have told you that Washington was winning that game, or was on Detroit. It should have told you that Washington was winning that game because that's how that goes. So that's 1-0 for the both of us. Anthony, the next game was the Rams and the Philadelphia Eagles.
Ouch.
And the spread in this game was 6.5. And on the Monday show with Tony, I picked the Philadelphia Eagles to cover the 6.5.
Mm.
Unfortunately for you, in a hot wing induced something, I changed my mind by the middle of the week and I picked the Rams. This is too stupid to make up. We have the video if you want to go double check it. But I have written down LAR plus 6.5, which would mean that I went 2-0. And the one game that I definitively had who picked it written down, because it must have been, I don't know why I did this. And again, my brain was on fire because of hot wings, was that you picked Baltimore -1. The Bills won that game, and thus I have returned to the mountaintop of competition Wednesday.
Oh, my God. Are you serious, Craig?
I am so serious, Anthony.
Are you sure that is how everything panned out?
100% sure? No. I am not operating at 100% right now because I don't feel great. I also was not operating 100% last week because my brain was melting due to a hot sauce named Ninja Napalm that I did to myself. But am I pretty sure that's correct? Yeah, I am.
So you're telling me that I must spin the wheel of mediocre puncher.
That is correct. Do you have to go get it from the other room?
I do, sadly.
All right, you want to go do that real quick? And just to think, Anthony, this could have been a private conversation between the two of us, or something that at least was mitigated until tomorrow, if Santana was done with the shows. But alas, TV production sometimes runs over, and so we have to fill time, and we have to do things that, you know, when they don't get moved around, would be at this time. And luckily for us, we had Competition Wednesday in the bank, and now you, me, God, and everybody knows that I have broken my streak. That not only did I break my streak where I was losing, but I was heinous, and I did it with a perfect week. By the way, we will pick this weekend's games coming up in a second as well. We'll also react to some of the coaching news around the NFL, but Anthony is slowly, and I do mean slowly, but surely, bringing the Competition Wednesday Wheel of Mediocre Punishment back onto his side of the studio. There he is, now emerging in the camera frame. Now we have to get this sucker set up. Again, some of the punishments are an ice bath, which we still both owe the show. There's hot wings. I will not, Anthony, make you do the Ninja Napalm. As someone who does not like hot and spicy food, I will give you the less spicy of the two sauces if you roll hot wings. So you got that going for you, which is nice. You got 100 push-ups potentially on there. All the fantasy stuff is off the table. Anthony, are you prepared now to spin the wheel of mediocre punishment?
I was born ready, Craig.
Okay. That's probably not something you should be proud of. You know, I was born ready to not spin it, you know? My picks reflect that. All right, Anthony, give it a spin. Nothing. Here goes nothing. Da-na-da-na. Da-na-da-na-na-na. What'd it land on, Anthony? Did it land on an ice bath? So that's a third trip through the ice that you got to make now, huh?
I got to spin it again.
Why do you get to spin it again?
Too many ice baths I owe.
All right, spin it again. Land on hot wings. Oh my God, that was a hell of a spin, Anthony. It's still going. I can't read that. It's too small on the screen.
Fantasy sub.
All right, last time. Don't spin it so hard. That took too long. Got freaking Hulkamania over here. Don't give this guy 100 push-ups, otherwise we'll be here forever spinning this wheel.
We got lunch.
All right, Anthony owes me lunch again. It's like the fourth lunch you owe me this year.
To be honest, fantasy sub, lunch.
For some reason, I just can't stop landing on those two. And oh, and ice bath, of course, too.
And ice bath. All right, so we still owe two ice baths. Anthony owes me lunch. And now we owe picks. We owe picks. I guess we can do these now, real quick, because there's only two games. And then, coming up next, there's a couple of these NFL coaching moves that I want to talk about real quick since we have the time to do so. All right, first up, go in reverse order here. Buffalo at Kansas City. The line on Monday was Kansas City -2. The line as we sit here today is Kansas City -2. Oh, I guess I have to go first, right? Sorry, I'm out of practice. That wasn't a bit.
I wish that was a bit,
but it's not a bit. I am going to go with. I'm going to go. Oh God, I really want Buffalo to win, but this happened to me on Monday's show. I went to have the words come out of my mouth that were going to have me bet against Patrick Mahomes in the AFC Championship game, and then I decided that was a dumb idea. Give me Kansas City
because I like being right, even though I'm not rooting to be right on this particular occasion.
I love that for you, Craig. I think I would have gone the same way, just never bet against Mahomes.
Well, you have to make the same pick, Anthony, so we're both picking both games here.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Chiefs as well. I will say the Bills do scare me, but the Chiefs do too. I got to go with the Chiefs, man. Every time I bet against Mahomes, I've lost. Every single time.
Right. It's just that's the thing. He's the boogeyman. Okay. The line has moved in the Philly-Washington game in Philadelphia's direction. Mm. It is now -6.5. It was 5.5 when it opened on Monday, when I first laid eyes on it. And I still have not made up my mind on who I'm going to pick in the game. Obviously, I know who I want to win, but I have not made my my money line pick, my straight up who's winning pick yet. However, I feel pretty good about Washington covering the 6.5. So, Anthony, we're probably going to have to find a tiebreaker here because I'm guessing you are also putting your left hand up.
I am indeed.
Okay. May I interest you in the total in either one of these games?
Oh, my gosh.
The Bills and Chiefs are 47.5. The Commanders and Eagles are also 47.5.
If I had to choose one, I'll probably say the Eagles. Eagles, Commanders.
You would, and which side would you be on?
The over.
Oh, man, because I would be on the under of the other game.
The under of the Bills Chiefs?
Yeah.
I would too, to be honest.
This is going to be hard. All right, tell you what. Hopefully, we just carry this over to the Super Bowl because there's only one game to pick there.
Yeah.
So we'll cross that bridge.
But what if we both end up picking the same team?
I guess that is a problem, wouldn't it? All right, Anthony and I are going to put our heads together, not live on the radio, for a tiebreaker of some sort. I don't know. How many wins will the Wizards have this week? Maybe something like that. Don't look at me like that. I'm throwing out ideas. No bad ideas in a brainstorm. All right, when we get back, though, the Jaguars proving again that they don't know what they're doing.